Worcester Common. Worcester Common offers a natural setting in the heart of the city that is pleasing in and of itself. But scattered through its grounds and lining its edges are memorials, monuments, and buildings that encourage us to think about the city's past. Looking at the Common and its surroundings, this self-guided tour uncovers surprising facts about Worcester's history, its people, and its architecture. As you begin your walk through the Common, you may be surprised to learn that the spot where you're standing is a physical link to the days when Massachusetts was still an English colony. Today's Worcester Common is part of a tract of land set aside over 300 years ago as the town common of a settlement attempted here in 1663, when the area was still a wilderness, although that attempted settlement failed 2 years later and a second attempt failed again in 1704. That original common tract finally became the town common for a successful settlement begun in 1713, which resulted in Worcester's official establishment as a town in 1722. As was true in other Massachusetts towns in the 18th century, the Common was the site of the meeting house where both religious and town meetings took place. It also served as the training ground for the town militia and was the home of the principal burying ground. Over time, several town-owned structures were also located on the Common. Among them were the massive stone town pound for stray cattle and swine, a gun house for the town cannon, a shelter for the town's primitive firefighting equipment, and a school. Today, Worcester Common is the site of community events year-round. It is a popular gathering spot, especially in warm weather, when its tables and chairs offer a lunchtime retreat for those who work or do business downtown. In the wintertime, it's a pleasant spot for ice skating.
To reach the next site, continue through the Common and look for a tour marker on a lamppost to the right of the sidewalk. To the right of the marker is a small cemetery enclosed in an iron fence. This is the old burying ground. You may listen to the tour narrative from this location, or, after scanning the QR tag on the marker, you may walk up to the cemetery fence to view the tombstones up close.